When Scott Jurek made it to the top of Mount Katahdin, breaking the record for the fastest traverse of the entire Appalachian Trail, the ultramarathoner and his corporate sponsors wanted to celebrate. But what went on top of Maine's highest peak on Sunday did not sit well with people who oversee Baxter State Park. Jay Field has the story.
It was an undeniable feat of mental and physical prowess. Springer Mountain, Georgia, all the way to the summit of Mount Katahdin, the entire Appalachian Trail, all 2,180 miles of it in just 46 days.
There was this mountain here. I had to get there. I had to be standing here.
By this point, as captured in this YouTube video, ultramarathoner Scott Jurek was sitting beneath the sign at the summit of Mount Katahdin, answering questions, surrounded by a crowd of family, friends, and camera-wielding media members, his right hand wrapped around a bottle of champagne. Jurek asked how long some in the crowd had been waiting for him at the summit, which also marks the official end of the Appalachian Trail. "I was here at 9, one man replied.
"Give that man a glass of champagne. I'll pour some right now.
Pour it out.
Yeah.
The officials who manage Baxter State Park, though, weren't too thrilled to see alcohol at the summit and a crowd of more than 12 people.
"I knew about this before the event. We've told them they've got to obey certain rules."
Doug Denico heads the Maine Forest Service and is chair of the Baxter State Park Authority, which oversees the park according to strict rules to keep it, quote, forever wild. In the days before Jurek's ascent, Denico says the park's director, Jensen Bissell, was in contact with some of the ultramarathoner's corporate sponsors.
"Jensen was perfectly clear on what was expected of them, and they agreed to do those things. You know, it had to do with how many cameras, how many people, and, you know, no drinking and all those things. Because, you know, what people expect when they go to the summit, they don't expect a party atmosphere. They expect kind of a semi-reverent type atmosphere."
But Jurek, in coordination with corporate sponsors like Cliff Bar and Brooks Running, staged a celebration. The ultramarathoner sprayed champagne into the air as the crowd cheered. The Park Authority offered its own take on what happened later on Facebook. It lamented the use of Baxter State Park as a setting for promoting products made by the companies backing Jurek, and it noted that the ultramarathoner and his sponsors failed to tell the media that he had been issued citations for consuming alcoholic beverages in the park, littering, and hiking with an oversized group. Neither Scott Jurek nor his wife have responded to emails seeking comment. Doug Denico, meantime, says this isn't the first time that people have staged such a celebration atop Mount Katahdin.
"The Park Service is going to send a couple of their people up to talk with us because they've been kind of ignoring this issue. It is their problem, and they should address it. It's not ours to address. It's theirs."
The National Park Service manages the Appalachian Trail, along with the U.S. Forest Service, the Appalachian Trail Conservancy, and numerous state agencies. Emails and calls to the National Park Service and the Appalachian Trail Conservancy seeking comment were not returned by airtime. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.